Excuse me. I have to deliver something to a civilian Spec 6 in R. Carmi magnetometry.
I'm sorry, but buildings 40 through 44 are restricted to blue and above only. Your green badge does not give you access.
I know, but my superior had an urgent request for this analysis. Could I just go put it on the desk? I have this note from Miss Lawson.
I don't know. Lawson? Lawson sent you over?
Yes.
All right, just go drop it on the desk.
Thank you so much.
Hello. You're Ronnie Sobeck.
I'm sorry. I was looking for the desk of Tech Specialist Carmi. I must have the wrong office.
You have the right office. It's just that Tech Specialist Carmi isn't here right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll just take this back downstairs.
Let me see it, please.
I'm sorry. It's eyes only, Major. A black badge? Who are you?
My name is Standish, Section 3, and I've been waiting for you. Give me the package. Nice bit of analysis.
Thank you, sir.
But hardly urgent.
No, sir.
But an excellent excuse to come and check Tech Carmi's office, since your own investigation tells you Tech Carmi is the lead tech on a very secret project. Which, of course, she is not.
This is a trap.
This is a trap, sir.
Sir, fire me if you like, but you need to know, I think that artifact is a decay timer. It's a countdown, sir, and it's running right now.
Oh, well, there is no artifact, Miss Sobeck.
But I assume I am fired. Or do you want me to resign?
I'm afraid espionage is not a firing offense. It's treason, Miss Sobeck.
Treason?
Yes, do you know the penalty for wartime treason is permanent induced coma, Miss Sobeck? Yes, well, I see you now grasp the gravity of the situation.
But I haven't done anything.
I imagine it would be hard on your parents, Ronnie, watching you get the injection.
Oh, my God.
You know, they broadcast the injections. Not all of them, but treason, always. You didn't think about that when Herzog approached you, did you?
No.
You didn't think what your father would say to the neighbors the next morning when everyone was replaying the clip?
Stop it. Just stop it.
Oh, you are not in a position to give orders, Miss Sobeck.
Okay. Maybe I was stupid. I was stupid. But I never meant to be a traitor, and you know it. You know it.
Luckily for you, the Admiral and I are willing to believe you are as stupid as you claim.
Thank you, sir.
Now, if it makes you feel any better, you are hardly the first young person naive enough to get drawn into Herzog's paranoid delusions.
Delusions? He's crazy?
Quite crazy. He has avoided mandated therapy in the past.
Eccentric, maybe. But crazy?
A few days ago, thankfully, he finally received the treatment he should have gotten a long time ago. Would you like to see his Navy dossier, Analyst Sobeck?
No, sir.
Nobody wants to hang pretty young girls, Analyst Sobeck. Consider yourself warned and reprimanded and get the hell out of this part of the base, all right? You don't have clearance to be here.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, and two pieces of advice before you go, Miss Sobeck.
Yes, sir?
The first is, stop trying so hard to be smart. Maybe it worked great back in Kentucky, but out here in the real world, it just makes you look dumb.
Yes, sir. And the second thing, sir?
Get a haircut and some decent clothes.
Thank you, sir. No, not now, Sir John. I can't. Damn it.
Ronnie!
Sir John, I told you, I can't take all these personal calls at the office.
I'm sorry, but you're at the office?
I'm in a meeting. In the cafeteria.
In the cafeteria?
Sir John, you can't just keep calling me like we were still working at Pammy's together. I don't live in Kentucky anymore. I live in the real world now.
Okay, you just call me sometime when it's convenient.
Oh, Sir John, I didn't mean it like that. I just have to be... I have to learn to be more professional.
I understand.
All right, kid. You ready to order?
I'll talk to you some other time, Ronnie. When you aren't so busy.
Oh, Sarah John, wait. Oh, damn it.
You gonna order or not? Some of us have to work.
I just wanted a slice of pie. I didn't order this.
You got something against clam chowder?
No, I love clam chowder.
A slice of pie? What kind of meal is that? Eat your soup.
But I can't
afford... It's not charge. Bottom of the kettle, left over from lunch. They were just going to throw it away.
But I...
Oh, yeah, here's some crackers.
Are you being nice to me?
Yeah, we're going to throw it out.
You are. You are being nice to me.
How's the chowder? Try it.
Oh.
Yeah, they were going to throw it out.
It's really good. Thank you so much.
Don't start that again.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, I'll try not to, ma'am.
I got customers. Done with that bowl yet?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you again so much.
I was about your age when my husband died.
I'm sorry?
They came to my door to give me the news. These two Navy guys in full fancy dress uniforms. Covey's got the whole ship. 130 men lost. I was 8 months pregnant and fat as a horse.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
I waddled out of my apartment and I walked the streets for hours. Just at random, you know? Not going anywhere. It's like my whole life hadn't even started and it was already over. No job, no money, no husband. Nothing.
What did you do?
That day, somebody did something nice for me. Made a difference. I remember that.
Oh my God. I'm nothing like that. Now I don't deserve you. I'm just a stupid college kid screwing up my job.
It's not a contest, kid.
Right. You're right.
And remember, if you get fired, there's always waiting tables.
Can I have
a check,
please?
You know, no special training required. The most portable job in the galaxy. Everybody's got to eat, and everybody hates to cook. As long as you have people skills.
Excuse me. Can I have my check, please?
Would you mind shutting the hell up, you fat cow? Can't you see I'm helping another customer?
Okay. I'm sorry.
Talk about rude. Some people. Anyway, like I said, you got a few people skills and you don't mind the kitchen smells. It's a good job.
Can I ask what it was? The nice thing someone did?
Promised me a job for after the kid was born. This job here, actually. 8 months pregnant, you know? Came through that door and spent my last credit on a slice of key lime pie.
That is a good story.
Yeah.
Do you ever have one of those days where you just... want to give up?
Oh, what, doesn't everybody? But, Greg, that's my husband. The Coveys took his ship out with a plasma torpedo. I heard the transmissions. It was almost 60 seconds from impact to when they threw the hull plating. You listen to the recordings, you can hear them on the bridge saying goodbye. Yeah, I think about that a lot. That 60 seconds. What he was thinking.
Can't even imagine.
Now I got a boy at home who wants to be a Marine when he grows up. Guess it just doesn't seem like the right time to give up. Seems like it's not about how you feel these days. It's about what you have to do.
Yeah.